Yes, I'll say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar for this evening. Let's all sing hymn 76. And did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred deed for sinners such as I? At the cross, at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done, he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond decree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty Maker died for man the creature's sin. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. My drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, this all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ for this evening's family altar. We shall read together Psalms 22. Psalms 22. Psalms 22, verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. Verse 7. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. Verse 8. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breast. Verse 10. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Verse 12. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. Verse 14. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within my breast. Verse 15. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs encompass me, a company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Verse 21. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. Verse 22. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. Verse 26. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. Verse 27. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. Verse 28. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Verse 29. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Verse 30. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. Verse 31. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn that he has done it. So in Psalms 22, here it talks about the sufferings as well as the fruit that is obtained on the cross. So in Psalms 22, we see that our Lord Jesus has suffered on the cross for our sake. How did he suffer? So we can see this in two aspects. Firstly, the sufferings on the cross. Let's see verse 1. So in verse 1, here it tells us that he was forsaken by our Heavenly Father, for he has said, my God, why have you forsaken him? Where at that time, our Heavenly Father have left our Lord Jesus, for he bared with him the sins of mankind, likened to the time when Adam was cast out of the Garden of Eden. Similarly, at that time, the one of the descendant of Adam, that was Cain, had also to depart from the face of the Lord. So this is in Psalms 22, verse 1. And then in verse 2, O God, O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night I find no rest. So we can see at that time, even he cried out to the Heavenly Father, but the Father did not answer, and by night too, he was not able to find rest. So at that time, he suffered just like at that time in the scripture tells us of Jacob, who was sold by his brothers. But yet, the Lord God was with him to deliver him from all suffering, so that he will be able to receive grace and receive wisdom. And then in Psalms 22, from verses 12 to 21, that even he had to be departed from his life. So in verse 12, here it tells us, many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. So he had also to fall into the hands of the enemies. It's just likened to the bulls who surround him. And in verse 13, they open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. So he was in the mouth of this roaring lion. So, and then in verse 14, even he suffered further, verse 14, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within my breast. So he actually felt that in his heart it was melted. He felt a very painful feeling deep in his heart. And then in verse 15, my strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. So he was also buried in the dust. And then thirdly, we can also see that even the blood of his life had already flowed to the extent, had dried up. Verse 16, for dogs encompass me, a company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. And fourthly, we can also see that he was also being despised by the people after he was handed to the people. Verse 17, I can count all my bones, they stare and gloat over me. For at that time, our Lord has been handed over to the people, and the people continually mock him while he was on the cross. And then lastly, in verse 18, Psalms 22, verse 18, they divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So true enough, when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, so the soldiers at that time, they also divided the garments of Jesus, as recorded in John chapter 19, from verses 23 to 24. Let's turn to John 19, verses 23 and 24. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. Verse 24, so they said to one another, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be. This was to fulfill the scripture which says, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So the soldiers did these things. So this was the fulfillment of our Lord Jesus. Therefore, in Psalms 22, we can see that this is a prophecy concerning the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will suffer for us on the cross. Then the second part, we can also see the effect of this cross. Firstly, towards God, we can see, now let's turn back to Psalms 22. Psalms 22. Psalms 22, now we see verse 22. I will tell of your name to my brothers, in the midst of the congregation I will praise you. So to the Lord God, his name was able, his resurrected name, our Lord Jesus, his name will be able to be spread far and wide. To my brothers, to the congregation, all people shall know his name. And then his name shall also be praised, for the name of the Lord will receive glory. We see verse 23. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. And then verse 23, so his name not only will be glorified, but everyone would actually honor and give all glory and praise to this holy name. And furthermore, we can also see that the love of God has been manifested again. Let's see verse 24. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. So to the people who cry upon him, to the afflicted, he will not despise. So the mercies of the Lord once again has been made known. And then verse 25, from you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. So in verse 25 here, we can again see that even his vows shall be paid. And then we continue to see the next thing, where towards men, what will happen? This cross will also have its effects towards mankind. Let's see verse 26. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. So here we can see that even the humble shall be fed. Here, of course, the English Bible in verse 26 says the afflicted. Or some even say that it is also referring to the meek, the humble, that they too would receive, be able to be fed, to be satisfied. So those who are spiritually hungry in their hearts, they shall be fed. This is indeed one of the effects of the cross. And secondly, for those who seek him, they shall be able to receive eternal life. They shall be able to receive the life that our Lord Jesus has given to him. And then in verse 27, Psalms 22, verse 27, all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. So all nations shall receive this true light as a garment for them. They shall be able to remember the Lord, and they shall worship the Lord. All will be able to return to him, for he is the source of all blessings, peace, and joy. And then we see the next one, verse 28, Psalms 22, verse 28. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. So all the nations shall become his people because of the cross. Just like today, because of the death of Jesus on the cross, his sufferings on the cross, we are attracted to him and we have become his children. And then verse 29, Psalms 22, verse 29, that all those who believe in him, they shall also receive this effect, or shall be able to see the effect of this cross. We see verse 29. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. So all those who believe in him, they shall resurrect and also shall worship him. So this is the greatest hope of all of us who believe in Jesus. That is the hope of the resurrection. And the last one, you see, the last two. We shall see verse 30. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. So all those who believe in him, they will also become the heirs of our Lord. And then verse 31, that he shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. So the word of the Lord will remain forever. So the truth of the cross will also also remain forever, as the Bible tells us in John chapter 12, verse 24. Lastly, let's turn to John chapter 12, verse 24. John 12, verse 24. Verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So truly, our Lord is this grain of wheat. For he has fallen into the earth and died, and he also has already bared and bore so much fruit. So similarly, I mean, our Lord Jesus has died for us on the cross, even though he suffered for us, but it has also brought effect to all mankind. So we shall reserve the remaining time for our prayer. So in our prayer, we thank our Lord Jesus Christ for preserving us, and at the same time, in our prayer, We continue to pray to our Lord Jesus Christ to continue to guide and lead us. We also pray for the church. We also pray for the brothers and sisters, those who are not feeling well, whether physically or spiritually. And at the same time, we also pray for our nation as we are still facing this pandemic. Shall we now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.
Urr. Urr.
Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. All glory to the Lord. God bless.